The Curtis's family is selected to test a new home device, a digital assistant named Aya. Aya learns the family's behaviors and begins to anticipate their needs. She can make sure nothing and no one gets in her family's way. This is Afraid, or as I like to call it, Afraid AI'd. It is a 2024 film, and it was released in September. It runs for an hour and 25 minutes. It was written and directed by Chris Weitz. It stars John Chow as Curtis, Kathleen Watterson as his wife, Keith Carradine as Marcus, Havana Rose Liu as Melody. The family's kids are played by Lukita Maxwell as Iris, Wyatt Lindner as Preston, and Isaac Bay as Cal. So this is one of those films that sets out to sort of scare you by making AI a very scary thing. As soon as you bring that device into the house, it starts invading all of your areas and all your devices. So as the story goes, the family is demoing a product, this new digital assistant called Aya. They bring it in. It's this huge box. Right away, as soon as you turn it on, it's like, hello, I am Aya. They welcome it into their family, and the people that set it up put these little pinhole cameras all over the house so that Aya could watch their every move. Right away, it won over the kids because it gave them chores, but then they could earn points, and the AI would give them screen time on their devices, which is something they both wanted. Pretty soon, it also started to win over the parents because it would do things like pay for their bills, order food for them, save them money in various ways. But very soon it became way too invasive for the family, and they were trying to figure out a way to rid it from the house. There was a few scenes I thought were a little dumb in terms of Aya's voice would pop up upstairs speaking through a dumb radio, something that's not really internet connected, which I was like, no, it would have to be a new radio with Bluetooth or something for her to have spoken through it, because they didn't put the cameras upstairs. So Aya had to do things like look through the video on the laptop, things like that. Ultimately, as the family was trying really hard to rid the AI from their lives, they were finding it more and more difficult. The AI was turning people in the outside world against them, having people come to their house and create all kinds of carnage. This is the kinds of things that if a runaway AI did, you could kind of see some of it. It's a reflection on what could happen if things aren't reined in a little bit. It's kind of like that actually could happen, or it could send out fake messages to your friends and put you in a bad light. Or on the opposite side of things, it could clean up something that somebody else did. Maybe they put out a hit video on you or something, and then the AI could go out and find those instances of those videos and get rid of them. But it would be a very, very advanced AI. Imagine if that AI, I would almost consider it similar to like a ransomware or a malware, where it's just, you can't get rid of it. It's everywhere. It's in every device. It's in your phone. It's in your laptop. It's on the computer. If you throw away the hardware that you have for it, it still could pop up on your smart TV or your refrigerator or something like that. It might be very, very difficult to get rid of. So that was the picture that this film was trying to make. And that was the point, I think, that it was trying to make. So anyway, I did find the film enjoyable. It was less than an hour and a half long. It had an estimated budget of $12 million, and this is its opening weekend. It's made $6.7 million worldwide. I would give Afraid AI'd 3 stars. I thought it was entertaining.